Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Mark, M-A-R-C, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Mark Cohen is a 67-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/19/20 when he slipped on black ice. Period, he fell flat on his back and right shoulder. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation and leading to a diagnosis of spondylolysis and spondylolisthesis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery on his back in this matter. Period, he also did not undergo any surgery on the shoulder. Period, however, he revealed he had 3 previous surgeries on the right shoulder to repair rotator cuff tears. Period, arthroplasty of the right shoulder has already been discussed. Period. And we'll go to the physical exam. Extremities upper. His left hand was cooler than the right by palpation. Period, there were healed open surgical scars about the right shoulder. Period, he had a dusky color to his hands on their dorsal aspect. Period, bilateral shoulder abduction and flexion were to 160 degrees. Period, motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. And underline this, he claims that the findings on his hands are due to repetitive motion from computer typing. Period. This is not work-related. Period. He was tender at the right anterior shoulder, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal shoulder maneuvers. He had positive near, comma, Hawkins, comma, and cross limb abduction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal extremities lower. Motion of the left hip in internal and external rotation elicited both hip and low back tenderness at the sacroiliac joint. Period, motion of the hips, knees, and elbows was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted bilateral quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical active flexion was 10 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees with tenderness, comma, bilateral side bending 10 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees and left of 50 degrees. Pretty was tender at the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, but not walk on them. Period, he changed positions extremely slowly. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees, eliciting tenderness. Period, active extension was to 10 degrees. Period, left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period, but right side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period, he was tender at the severely tender at the left sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, impressions. On 1/19/20, Mark Cohn slipped on black ice and fell backwards while at work. Period, he was seen at the occupational health facility on 1/22/20, denying loss of consciousness. Period, he was mainly concerned about his right shoulder and lower back, having undergone prior right shoulder surgery. Period, he was diagnosed with a contusion of the right shoulder and left hip, for which he was treated and released. Period, he had already been diagnosed with spondylolisthesis at the lumbar level. Period, new paragraph. He also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Seiler, S-I-E-L-E-R. Period, MRI of the pelvis was done on 2/6/20 to be inserted here. Period. He also underwent an MRI study of the right shoulder to be inserted. Period. Dr. Seiler followed his progress on Over the next few months, period on 6/24/20, NFCE was conducted. Period, the petitioner demonstrated significant submaximal effort with a strong symptom magnification component. Period, at a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. He returned to Dr. Seiler on 7/21/20 to review these results. Period. He also opined there was no meaningful interval change between the 2018 and 2020 studies on the spine, and there was nothing to be done from a spine surgical standpoint. Period. New paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Lisser, L-I-S-S-E-R, who diagnosed strain of the rotator cuff of the right shoulder. Period. He noted a history of prior right rotator cuff repair on 6/1/06. Period. It was noted he had failed 4 prior attempts at repair. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Kemps, K-E-M-P-S, on 1/4/22. Period. He found no increase in permanency at the right shoulder related to the date of injury. Period. He did offer 1.5% partial total disability at the lumbosacral spine. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Bhatnagar, B-H-A-T-N-A-G-A-R. Period. He improved relatively quickly and was deemed not to have reached his pre-injury status. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found the petitioner to appear older than his stated age. Period. He was hard of hearing. Period. He claimed that he falls a lot, but does not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was mildly decreased symmetric range of motion about both shoulders. Period. Near Hawkins and cross arm reduction maneuvers were positive on the right. Period. Decreased range of motion about the left hip associated with left sacroiliac joint tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the cervical and lumbar spine on an active basis. Period. He was exquisitely tender to palpation about the left sacroiliac joint. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the low back, there is 0% permanent partial total disability that one can ascribe to the subject event. Period. Any pre-existing impairment he had to that region was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 1/19/20. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left hip. Period. He does have permanency involving the right shoulder that was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the incident in question. Period. New paragraph. Please locate, if we can, the earlier impairment readings that he may have received that Dr. Kemps references. And that is the end of